WIRX Listen Live is brought to you by Leroy's Body Shop. Leroy started his shop with the basic principles of treating people right, doing great work, and getting cars back fast. Now, 50 years later, the Leroy's boys are still treating people right, doing great work, and getting cars back fast. It's as simple as that. Leroy's Body Shop.
Hey, good morning. It's Brock. It's Hunter.
Yeah.
Hold on, I broke something.
Wait. It's National Men's Day. Yeah.
National Men's Day, yeah.
Act like a man today, would you?
Yeah, be manly for God's sake. You know, for once.
I might go split some wood today.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Good luck with those little arms.
Hey, you know what? It's all about momentum, bro.
That's right.
It's all about momentum.
Even Benny can split wood with the right momentum.
You can get the X above your head, you're good.
Oh, man, I love it. 925-WIRX, 925-9479. What's the most ridiculous item you own? I mean, Hunter, everything that you have.
Pretty much everything. I was looking around my house last night. Which one should I choose to talk about tomorrow?
Yeah, all of them. Literally all of them.
Seriously, though, man, I have a ridiculous item that people come over and when they come out of the bathroom, they're like, there's a thing in your toilet. I'm like, okay, I know what you're talking about now. So, I have a bidet.
Yeah, you do.
It's not built into the toilet. So the toilet didn't come with it. So it's not some fancy French one.
You added it on.
So yeah, you can buy them and you can put them on your toilet. Yeah. I'll tell you what, man.
Clean butt.
They cite those things in before they sell them. I'll tell you that much. That thing is dead center.
Dead eye to the stink
every
eye.
Time. That's what it, and you know what? It's got some pressure to it, too.
Oh, yeah.
It's not like a weak little drinking fountain.
No.
That thing cleans you out. So the first time you do it, it's surprising, man. It shoots you off the toilet.
You got to be ready.
Yeah.
You got to be ready for it because it's cold water, too.
Woo! But, man, I'll tell you what. It cleans you out.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It works. Dude, I'm telling you, they're delightful. It's weird at first.
It's ridiculous.
But it's pretty ridiculous.
It's ridiculous.
But when you use it, you're like, oh my God, that's pretty nice.
It's amazing.
It's amazing.
My butt's so clean.
All right.
So clean.
Now the wife spends like an extra 10 minutes in the bathroom.
Extra high pressure. Yeah, she turns that thing up to 10. Get it? I would have to say the most ridiculous thing I own is my little spud gun.
Oh, nice.
Now, not an actual full potato gun. Mm. It's the one that it's just a little air pressure gun.
It's the handheld.
And you stick it into the potato, and it just makes a little like pea size little right there. And then
perfect for the Thanksgiving table.
It really is. I tell you what, you can launch a little chunk of potato with that thing. Yeah. You get a nice deep wedge in there. Oh.
So, what's the eye patch for? Well, it's at the Thanksgiving table and Brock.
Graham always just wears like welder goggles when she comes over for Thanksgiving dinner. Right. Don't you shoot me with that.
Sped gun.
That's probably out of all the things I own, that's the most ridiculous.
You're going to shoot your eye out, kid. Would you put it
eventually
away?
Yeah. It would be tasty, though.
Mm-hmm.
Try and shoot it in your mouth.
All right, open up.
Until it gets wedged in there. So, yeah. All right, let's take a quick break. 925-WIRX, 925-9479. Comment on Facebook. What's the most ridiculous item you own? Why'd you buy it? There's no reason to have it.
Why?
We'll be back. Rock 107 WIRX. Hey, what's happening?
What's up?
It's Brock. It's Hunter.
And it's National Men's Day.
National Men's Day. That's right.
What's a manly thing that you would like to do today?
Take a nap.
Yeah, there you go.
I'm going to take a fat nap.
A good old man nap.
Big old fat man nap. 925-WIRX, 925-9479. What's the most ridiculous item you own? We got some awesome comments on Facebook. Jeff actually posted a picture.
Yes. Yeah, what would you use this for?
He posted a picture of a set of pliers that I mean, what is that? Probably maybe 2 feet long, 3 feet long, like a yardstick.
Yeah, yeah.
They're huge.
Massive pliers. What would you use that on, like a train?
That's a man's pliers right there.
It really is,
though. That's a man's pliers right there.
That's what you use to pull splinters out of your fingers
That's
with.
Right, just right out of there. That is hilarious. Where would you even get something like that?
I don't know.
It's almost like one of those display items, you know, that they just have. God, that's great.
It'd be awesome to be working on something like dad tells you to go get the pliers.
Just bring
his son,
back.
Go grab the pliers.
Hey.
My dad just shake his head. He's serious.
You know what? Get out of here.
Get out of here.
Let's see. Timothy said, my homemade medical knee scooter that is powered by 2 Power Wheels motors and a 12-volt battery.
Did it come like that, or did you make it like
that? It's homemade. He made it.
That's badass. Until it malfunctions
exactly.
and takes one of his legs See ya.
Catches it on fire. Right. Adam said his 120 decibel alarm clock. Good Lord.
And it'll wake you up.
Jesus. What? Turn it off. Anthony did say his World War II Nazi medal with teeth in it.
Wow. Jeez.
What?
All right.
Does it have Nazi teeth in it?
I don't know.
Or Jewish teeth?
Hey.
I don't know.
The good-looking teeth, at least?
Nice teeth. Good choppers.
Well, why would there be teeth in it?
I don't know. I have no idea. Did someone bite it?
Maybe.
Or were the teeth, like, part of the metal?
I don't know.
Now I'm intrigued. Anthony, if you're listening, post a picture of it.
Yeah, there you go.
Post a picture of it. I want to see this. Scott said his Billy Bass. That's not ridiculous. That's awesome.
It's awesome.
Take me to the river.
And Scott, if you think it's ridiculous and you don't like it, we'll buy it from you. We'll buy that Billy Bass from you.
We need it here in the studio.
Absolutely.
Take me to the river.
I've been looking at those online.
They're not cheap.
No, they're not.
They are not cheap at all.
Well, if Scott's listening. Was that his name? Scott?
Yeah, Scott.
Well, Scott's listening. Yeah, some of them are cheap.
Yeah.
The version you got is pretty...
The version you got is cheap.
Right.
We'll give you $5.
$5.
$5. And a Plan B Morning Show bumper sticker.
But says that's what we need, man. We need a Billy Bass, and we need you to shoot a deer so we can have a...
I'm working on it.
We can have a deer head with a SIG hanging out of its mouth.
What if I just catch a fish? If I catch a bass, we can use that. We'll make our own.
Make our own Billy Bass?
We'll put a real bass.
We get to pick our own song. What right. song would you pick?
Take me to your ear. It's a good song. Let's see. We got one more comment. Brian said, a radio that can only pick up this station.
Yeah.
A radio that can only pick up this station.
Brian's.
Yeah.
Brian's the Plan B Morning Show troll. He trolls us every single day.
You're the troll. Go back under your bridge, Brian.
Rock 10's only on Rock 107 WIRX. Everything that rocks.
Hey, good morning. It's Brock. It's Hunter.
Perfect for National Men's Day.
National Men's Day.
Men's
for
men.
And we deserve it. At 7:57, what's the most ridiculous item you own, thing you own? I own a little spud gun.
Spud gun.
It's so pointless. There's no reason to have it, but I have
a child. You know what? You're a child.
You're a child, Hunter. You own a bullwhip, for God's sakes.
It's true.
I know. I was trying to think when I was thinking about this topic over the weekend. I'm like, God, what could we focus on, Hunters? Because you have so many ridiculous items.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
many.
I'll tell you what, though. That bullwhip will whip your potato gun's ass.
I'll shoot you in the eye.
All right.
I'll whip you in the eye. I was going to say a ridiculous item you own is your kayak. That has a trolling motor on it.
That is pretty ridiculous. It pisses other kayakers off. It really does.
Before you even got in the water with it, you put a motor on it.
Put a motor on it. Hey, I get it from my dad. You know what? It runs in the family. You just can't have anything that's as is.
No, you gotta upgrade it. Let's take a couple phone calls. 925-WIRX, 925-9479. What's the most ridiculous item you own? WIRX, hello.
Hey, I've got an item that's kind of ridiculous.
What's that?
I've got a golf cart that I'm told was tricked out by Hunter's father.
Oh, really?
Oh, okay.
Nice. That's definitely believable.
It's pretty badass.
It goes way too fast.
Yeah.
I would imagine it being pretty quick. Yeah.
340-some cc snowmobile engine in it. It'll do 40.
That is definitely something Hunter's dad would have built. That's awesome. That's awesome. That's not ridiculous. That's awesome.
It's a fun toy.
Oh, nice, man. All right. Well, thanks for the call, bud. Appreciate it.
You betcha. Have a good day.
You too.
There you go.
Just like we were talking about.
You know, my dad's like the real life Tim Taylor. The tool man, Taylor, except when he builds stuff, it's actually legit. It actually works.
It works perfectly.
Growing up, man, being the son of a father like that, we had some cool stuff.
Yeah.
He just built a, it's one of those tri bikes. So it's a bike, but there's one wheel on the front, two in the back, and it's got the basket in the back. Have you ever seen anybody with those?
Yeah, yeah.
So he took the basket out of the back, put a Honda motor on it, and he put a big fan in the back, so it's a fan bike. You basically fire this thing up, and it's just a throttle like a motorcycle.
It's doing a wheelie the whole time.
Right. And a fan pushes it. Dude, people see this, and they're like, what?
What?
Why?
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 Why? It's ridiculous.
Because.
Because he can.
Because
he can.
Yeah.
All right. Well, if you want to keep the conversation going, comment on Facebook or give us a call. The most ridiculous item that you own, anything that your dad built.
Pretty ridiculous.
Guaranteed.